That's what I'm talking about, right? But I'll be taking kids to school. Gorilla on the way. Is what you have done.
Curry and Claypo. No matter how your day goes.
I got some Captain Crunch caught in my throat this morning, and I had to start on the way.
Whether you up north of Gardendale or down south past Vestavia, turn up your sound and listen well, cause we got
Wednesday already.
Sadia, Curry and Claypo, they in the know, their topics cover A to Z. So whether
ooh, we got some good rock news slow, for you this morning, by the way.
And feel the beat.
Oh no!
It's Curry and Claypo!
Good morning, it is a Wednesday, it's February 9th. We got a monster show for you today. Every single day around here, we got great, unique programming. Dr. Parrish yesterday, we had Dark Side of the Pooch on Monday. We have Mission Minded today. We'll do that at noon and 7:30. Also later on tonight, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We're going to get after it with AC/DC's Live Wire Wednesday. It's our biggest international footprint. We got well over 44,000 people listening in Sydney, Australia later on tonight. Yemen, you're back at this morning. Good morning, Yemen. I love that. I don't know why, but why not, right? We got classic rock to the bone. We're going to get after it here, man. It's Tony Curry Live. I'll go Facebook Live here in a few minutes. We get after it for the next couple hours, and of course, you can listen to the show later on tonight. If I've said something really stupid or something that you want to cancel me for, you can listen again later on tonight between 6 and 7:30. Hey, you have to start being careful around here, man. When you got as many listeners as we do, I could get in trouble. I know, right? Tony Curry Radio, it is TKR, it is Tony Curry Live every single Monday through Friday morning between 7:30 and 9:30, and of course we got special programming anytime late morning, 11 o'clock, noon, again at 8 o'clock at night. We classic rock it all day long to the bone. A lot of people say Martin Briley is the poor man's Rick Springfield, and Rick Springfield was the poor man's Bruce Springsteen, and never mind. I don't ever want to be a poor man's squat is what I don't want to be. Let's get after it here a little bit later on this morning, right around noon. We're going to have Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. It's interesting because I look at my numbers every single day. It's almost like the stock market around here because the numbers keep going up, and that's very exciting around here. And we got all kinds of great classic rock and blues shows with Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks on Thursdays, Damon Johnson show. We do encore presentations of that. We have a show called When in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spas. It's a fantastic show. We're recording another one today. That runs at 1 and 7 on Fridays. And then, of course, we also have Live Wire Wednesday later on tonight. Those shows do great because we're a classic rock station. We're classic rock the bone 24/7. But the shows that are growing exponentially are these business shows that we do. And that's what we are, man. We're classic rock and great talk. So we do a little bit of everything, and we're working on several other adaptations, if you will, of some other different shows that we'll be unleashing here in the next few weeks. And then, of course, you can also podcast them all on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network, which will be up sometime by the end of the week. Sammy Hagar playing later on tonight in Las Vegas at his residency. The Who just announced the Who Hits Back Tour, 29 North American tours. Are going to be playing Cincinnati, Ohio for the first time in 42 years. That show is coming up. You got Ringo Starr back on the road. Things seem to be opening back up. Mandates going bye-bye at schools, which I think is wonderful. I hope we can stick with it. Hopefully we clean it up and keep it going. But see Sammy later on tonight there at the Space Needle, if you will, in Las Vegas at the end of the strip. Tony Curry Radio, good morning to you. You're home for the Curry and Claypo Show back again tomorrow morning from 7:30 to 9:30. Dr. Josh will join me, my radio partner. I worked with him almost every morning for like the last 3 or 4 years. And I miss having him in here. He's got a lot going on. Okay, we got a lot going on. We're taking things in different directions, but we're still best friends, and we work together in so many different ways. And so whenever we do get together, man, it's just like, and stuff just comes out for like an hour and a half or something like that. So you'll have that show going on a little bit later on tomorrow morning right here. And again, the Blues Almighty, the show that Austin Hanks has put together for tomorrow, that'll run at noon and 8. We got these specialized programs, man. I'm telling you, when people find them, they're like, holy smokes, what is this? And I'm like, it's Blues Almighty. And it's like, where can I hear it? And I'm like, here. This is it. But coming up in the next, we've been saying this for a couple weeks. Hopefully by the middle of next week, you'll be able to go back and listen to all of the shows. We've got over 4 months of Damon Johnson shows, Blues Almighty shows, Dark Side of the Pooch shows, Adapter Paris shows, Live Wire Wednesday shows, Mission Minded shows, When in Rome shows. I mean, we got all these fantastic killer shows. I'm super proud of it. And you'll be able to hear all of those shows coming up a little bit later on Spotify. We jumped into the Spotify ring before the whole Joe Rogan and Neil Young thing came on. And, of course, they reached out to us, and they're like, hey, we want to do a partnership. I thought this is pretty cool, that partnership with Spotify, and now we're finding out everyone's jumping off. But that's a good thing because we could be the beginning of something new. We're not making any money off of it, but it gives you an opportunity to be listening to Spotify. And I know there's a lot of people out there, you're like, screw it. I like Spotify. I like what they bring to the table. And if I'm a free speaker and I want to go ahead and say what's on my mind, and I want to hear the people do the same thing, then Spotify is probably the way to go. The Scorpions here. Heard this song, and I give credit due where it comes on SiriusXM Satellite about 13 years ago. And I was like, what the hell is this? This is killer. I'm like, I'll steal that song. I'm going to play it. Tease me, please me. Why not? It's 7:55, or no matter where you're listening. Right here on Tony Curry Radio. Good morning. Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry Live, Monday through Friday morning, 7:30 to 9:30. Dr. Josh will join me again tomorrow morning. Also, don't forget our mission-minded show later on this morning. We'll run that right around 12 noon. And again, 7:30 tonight, Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We're going to get after it later on tonight. Also, my good friend Chris Creek at the club at Lakeview. Love him. He's been a big proponent, big supporter of Tony Curry Radio, and it is going to be nice today. Good day to be hitting the golf course there out in McCalla. It's about 20 miles north of Birmingham. It is a wonderful place, 477-6125, 205, 477-6125. Now, it is a private membership. It's a private club, but if you go up there and say, Tony Curry sent me up here to play some golf, they'll probably put you on the golf course for nothing. It's a nine-hole golf course. They have a great golfer's lounge, 50-foot TVs. You can watch the Super Bowl there coming up this Sunday. Great food, great staff, and they'll be more than happy to take you in. And for as low as $100 a month, you can belong to a private membership, a private country club. Chris has always said, man, everyone deserves to belong to a private membership or private country club, and you can do that. It is God's country too, man. You get off the interstate, you take a right, and man, you feel like you're like in heaven. It's great. I'll give them a call. 205-477-6125, the club at Lakeview, the club at Lakeview, golf, swim, eat, repeat. You can also go to their Facebook page or theclubatlakeview.com. Pat Benatar, that tune right there was the second song played ever on MTV after a video killed the radio star. The Rock and Roll of Fame came out with their list of possible inductees into the 2022 category. And fans are allowed to go to the vote.rockhall.com website and vote up to one time per day for who they believe should get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And based on their vote, the top vote getter gets in. The problem I have with this is people are voting for people that I think are already going to get in. So your top vote getters right now are Eminem. He's in. He's going to get in. So don't spoil your vote. Duran Duran, which really surprises me, is number two. That really surprises me because when I think of Duran Duran, great band, love them. They're still relevant. They're still together, but I don't think they're Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy. Pat Benatar is, not just because she's a female, but because she got after it, man. And I love the way she did the rock and roll too. She played at the height of her career. She decided to have a baby. She's done. I love that. I love when people are willing to give it all up and say, listen, I'm going to start a family, and it's always going to be there for me. She made enough money, and she can get back after it, and she went back on the road 20 years later. Dolly Parton, who to me is just an absolute slam dunk. If you're listening to the Damon Johnson show this past Friday, he did the top six bands that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Iron Maiden was in there. Pat Benatar was in there. Dolly Parton was certainly in there as well. The Eurythmics, surprise, surprise. Think they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? They're number five, Lionel Richie, number six. I think he's a slam dunk. He should get in. Judas Priest, for my money, I think they're a slam dunk, what they've done for heavy metal. Talk about the MTV days, man. You could not turn on MTV and not see Judas Priest at some point during the day. They're in there. Carly Simon, Rage Against the Machine. Devo has gotten 45,896 votes. A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, Kate Bush, New York Dolls, Beck, MC5, and Fela Kuti. I hope I'm saying that right. Came up the rear end with 16,514 votes, but right now 1.1 million of you have voted for your favorite to go into the 2022 induction ceremony. Again, go to vote.rockhall.com. You can also, of course, go to TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net, that's Curry with a K, and go to our Rock News, and you can check it all out right there on Tony Curry Radio. It's good stuff here. Classic rock to the bone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and heat programming. Classic rock and great talk right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, good morning to you. Hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday here. Of course, every Wednesday is Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828 for all your staffing needs. Later on tonight, 8 until 9 o'clock, I'll do that show live. 7:30, we have Mission Minded, and it plays for the first time at noon. So if you hear what you like at noon, you can listen again at 7:30. And of course, all of our shows will be a podcast here in the next few days. You can go back and binge listen to all these wonderful shows. Adapter Parish, Dark Side of the Pooch, which is a fun show we do on Mondays. Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We're recording a brand new show today for that. It's all right here on Tony Curry Radio. Stevie Ray Vaughan, I'm going to be real honest with you. I've been doing classic rock since like 1982. Never played a song from Stevie Ray Vaughan on a radio station until he died. I got a chance to bring him on stage. I believe he opened up for Joe Cocker. Is that right? At Oak Mountain Amphitheater years ago, and it was about 3 months before he died, and we still didn't play any Stevie Ray Vaughan that I can remember. And then after he passed away, we played his music. And I always think it's interesting when a guy passes away, particularly at a young age, how you just hammer stuff. Eddie Van Halen obviously was huge for a long period of time, so not surprising at all that Van Halen music went through the roof when he passed away. Meatloaf passed away several weeks ago. His first top 10 album after he died. And I'm kind of like, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, I like the fact that people are wanting to enjoy his music. Don't get me wrong. I played Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, and I played that song, and people were like, I hadn't heard that song in like 30 years. I'm like, I know, right? But it's always kind of strange to me when I see someone pass away and then their music just goes through the roof, and I'd like them to enjoy that while they're still alive. And Stevie Ray Vaughan. But thank goodness it took his death for us to play a ton of his music, and we play a bunch of his songs here on Tony Curry Radio. It's great. We play it all around here. We play the classic rock that you just don't get a chance to hear very, very often. And the one thing that people have commented over and over and over again is it just does not let up. A lot of people are like, man, you don't play anything slow. If you listen to us, you realize you love it. You're like, I wonder why I love it so much. It's because everything we get after, man, everything is up-tempo and Tony Curry Radio, Tony Curry Live every Monday through Friday morning, 7:30, 9:30. We're also live on Facebook every single morning for just a few minutes, screwing out some things. Usually I don't have Sam, good morning to you. Usually I don't have anything in particular to talk about today. I do, so we'll get into that. Don't forget also to download the Tony Curry Radio app to all your friends and family. It's a classic rock station. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a Dark Side of the Pooch on Mondays. We have Adapter Parish with Adaptogenist Dr. Alex Hublin on Tuesdays, Dr. Josh Claypo. Wednesdays, Mission Minded, that runs at noon and 7:30 today with Michael Coleman. Just check these shows out, man. Listen to them. They're really good. We're super proud of all of them. It's a great business show about non-for-profits. Fantastic. I promise you'll listen to it. You'll want to love it. Live Wire Wednesday, a full hour of AC/DC tonight. We have like 44,000 people in Sydney, Australia listen every Wednesday night, not to mention another 50,000 listen right here in the States, the United States of America. That happens at 8 o'clock tonight, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks, man. This is one of our best shows. It's a full hour of blues. He doesn't talk a whole lot, but he picks some killer tunes. That happens every Thursday at noon and 8. And then, of course, the Damon Johnson Show. That goes on at noon and 8 on Friday. And When in Rome, a brand new show we do with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, right there at the summit next to Saks. He does a little show that makes you look good, feel good, and sound good. We're getting ready to record our Valentine's Day. Yeah. You want to do some Valentine's Day stuff? 905-7676, 905-7676. You want to make your baby happy? Men and women, get themselves a nice little Woodhouse Day Spa gift certificate. Go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. It's fantastic. I promise you'll love it. Then a classic hip-hop show we do on Saturday night. This past Friday, we played Damon Johnson's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show. There were six bands. We do this theme every week where he picks six guitar solos, six of his favorite Brother Kane songs. In this particular case, he did the top six groups that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that he'd like to see get in. Iron Maiden was in there. Dolly Parton, who's up for a first-time nominee, she's in the mix. Paul Rogers and Bad Company. I don't know why in the hell they're not up for not. How is Bad Company not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't get it. Mike Ellison, good morning to you, Michael. Who day, brother? Get ready for some Bengals kicking some Ram butt coming up this Sunday at 5:30. I'll be all over that bad boy. And it's so nice watching a Super Bowl when one of your teams is actually in it. It's never happened in my life, not since the late 80s. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has got this thing to get fans involved by doing a vote. And the individual or band that gets the most votes gets in. Go to vote.rockhall.com. I just tweeted it out, put it out on our Facebook page, Tony Curry Radio Facebook page. And the problem with this is the majority of fans are going to vote for the one that's already going to get in, right? There are, 17 acts on here? Something like that? 16, 17 acts on here? And so far it's garnered 1.127 million votes. So it was 1.1 million votes, which is a ton. It's the most they've ever had this early in the 2022 induction ceremony voting. And there's some bands on here, and I always talk about Rock and Roll Hall of Fames because Ralph Welch, good morning to you, Ralph. When I hear in baseball, in Canton, in football, NHL, whatever, when someone says, do they deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And I got to think about it for a second. That's a no. If you got to talk me into someone being in the Rock and Roll Fame, that's fine. You can do that. And I'm not saying they're not worthy. I'm just saying for me, when someone says Duran Duran, I know. If I get, it's either slam dunk or it's not, because if you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you have reached the apex. You're on the Mount Rushmore of whatever business you're in. And if you get it, I'm not saying eventually you don't get in. I'm just saying you go, and sometimes someone gets in maybe on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th time. And sometimes that's because I think they're more worthy to get in the 9th time they come up. And you're like, well, how? They haven't done anything different the last 9 years. Well, sometimes just people talking about a particular group garners a lot of leverage and equity into what they've done. Maybe they're going back. Maybe they're back on the road again. So for a band that maybe didn't make it in 9 or 10 years ago, I'd go, no. But the fact that we keep talking about them year in and year out garners more attention, more leverage, and more feeling that I think they're worthy of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So Eminem's got 154,000 votes. Eminem's a slam dunk. Eminem has done more for rap, music, album sales. I mean, that's a slam dunk. And, of course, he's garnered the majority of the vote. And so I'm going, okay, well, that's a vote lost there because he's getting in anyway. Duran Duran is number two. Am I missing something here? I like Duran Duran. I like a lot of their music. It was that post-disco, weird kind of, I don't know, it wasn't really American kind of music, but I liked their, you know, Hunger Like the Wolf. I got Notorious. I got into their music. I was into it a little bit. Wasn't a huge Duran Duran fan, but, you know, you're talking to a rock and roll guy here. So, I mean, even if I didn't like a particular band, I'm not a huge Iron Maiden fan, but I think Iron Maiden should get in for all the attributes and the things that they did to create heavy metal and the heavy metal presence on a stage that we see now. Pat Benatar, slam dunk. Not just because she's a woman. That's certainly a big part of it. But Pat Benatar did something that I don't know a lot of Andy Morgan Morning. Pat Benatar did something that a lot of rock and rollers will never do. That is, she was super successful. She was super huge. She was the rock and roll bitch. I mean, she got after it, right? And then she wanted to have a baby. And she just hung it up. And I love that. I'm like, how many people would be willing to do that? Making millions of dollars, selling out arenas wherever you go, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I want to start a family. I'm giving it up because I can't do both. I love that. I love that. And because of that, she will get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she's back on the road, and she's doing her thing. Pat Benatar is as big now as I think she was back in the 70s and 80s. That's just me. But I love the fact that she's like, you know what? I can't raise a child on the road. You ask rock and rollers how hard it is to raise children on the road, man. You know, I mean, you got your guy working for some software company or IBM or whatever, and he's got to go fly to Dallas 3 or 4 days a week. And his wife stays home with the kids. She takes care of the kids. He gets home. Of course, he wants some downtime. He wants to see his buddies. He wants to play golf or whatever. He sees his kids, and that's a normality for them. And that's fine. I could never do that. I could never be gone 3 or 4 days a week and be away from my kids. I just could. And that's just me. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying that. But when you're on the road for like a year and a half and everything the road brings to you, kids are on the tour bus. They're doing homework. I mean, you think COVID's been tough. Take a kid on the road with you. Ask any rock and roller that's got kids, man. It's rough. It's tough. But Pat Benatar is a slam dunk. Dolly Parton, number four. And I'm so happy to see Dolly Parton get in. And don't give me the old rock and roll Hall of Fame. It ain't the country Hall of Fame. Doesn't matter. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is all-encompassing. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 8 times. If you go there, you will see all types of musical genres. Everything from gospel to hip-hop to blues to rock and roll to heavy metal. It's great. That's what I love about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you ever get a chance, the bucket list. Go up there right outside Lake Erie. Go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's 5 or 6 stories high. You'll see some things you'll never see anywhere else. It's fantastic. And you can't go through it in one day. It's killer. Dolly Parton, slam dunk. And, of course, Dolly Parton was on Damon Johnson's top 6 bands that should get in. It didn't. The Eurythmics. I don't know. See, that's one of those things where I'm like, and I'm not saying the Eurythmics shouldn't get it. I'm not saying Annie Lennox has been huge in classic rock and huge in music. What she did to transform the type of music we listen to and the way it sounds, when her stuff first came out, I was like, what the hell is this? We played it all the time. Didn't have a huge number of hits that I know of. We didn't play anyway. But she was an influencer in music. And so I could see where Annie would get in before the Eurythmics, but of course you got to bring in the dude, too. Lionel Richie means slam dunk. Slam dunk. Slam dunk. Are the Commodores in, by the way? I don't know how Lionel Richie doesn't get in. And again, with 72,000 votes, maybe it's because people aren't voting him in because they think he's already going to get in. But to me, Lionel Richie, I mean, just what he did from a solo standpoint and with the Commodores, it's over 30 years. Shit, there was times where, man, I hated Lionel Richie because every time I turned the radio on, he had that one album that had Stuck on You and Danced on the Ceiling, man. Every time I turned the radio on, it was like, oh my, between that and Michael Jackson, you couldn't get away from the two of them. It was killer. It's great, but I just was like, ugh. Judas Priest. Yes. Yes. Why in the world is, and again, I know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, who we've had on our show, has come out and said, man, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame hates heavy metal. I don't know why, because heavy metal is a music genre of its own. Heavy metal will always be here. It'll never get old. It's always relevant. It's always great. You may not like it. I know the Marilyn Manses and the Korns and stuff kind of take it down the... But the old heavy metal stuff, the Iron Maidens, the Judas Priest, the Black Sabbaths, oh, are you kidding me? Judas Priest deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If for no other reason, just to see Rob Halford get up there and do an acceptance speech. I would love to see Rob Halford. By the way, if you get a chance, Tawny Johnston, good morning. If you get a chance, go pick up Rob Halford's book called Confessed. It came out about 1.5 years ago. Man, I mean, first of all, make sure you're in a dark spot with no kids around and start reading that book. It starts off a little slow, talks about his dad being in the coal mining business. And they get this small house, but it sets the table, and then it just takes off, man. He talks about Cher and Gene Simmons, and, I mean, there is no stone unturned. Talks about him coming out as gay. It's fantastic. Rob Halford, Confess, check it out. Judas Priest, you get in. Carly Simon? I don't think so. I still hear her music. You're So Vain, Anticipation. I still hear her music. I didn't really know Carly Simon until she was married to James Taylor, and it kind of pissed me off that she left him. But she had a good reason to. He was messed up pretty good. But Carly Simon, not yet. Maybe the next 3 or 4 years as we continue to talk about her. Again, if she doesn't come out with another piece of material and she does nothing between now and 3 years from now, I'm not saying that I wouldn't go, yeah, in 3 years. Because we've been talking about her for a while. She becomes more relevant. When we talk about someone, you become more relevant. Rage Against the Machine, Devo. See, when Devo came up, and people have been talking about Devo for a long period of time, and you got your little faction and groups of people that love Devo or Adam Ant or one of those weird groups, and they're pushing. I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame knows it's not real, and they kind of push them aside. Devo now with 45,896 votes. If you really look at it, you know, you're like, what songs they do? Whip It Good. Is that the only song? They had like, I think 7 or 8 different albums out. I think I owned four of them. Are We Not Men was one of my favorites, by the way. I grew up, I was one of those geeks. That's why I never got laid in high school. I was listening to Devo. That yellow album with that weird dude's face on the front of it. But if you look at the music after Devo and how Devo influenced that type of music, then I think you're in. And I don't know any other bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that had that Devo sound. Andy, thank you. The Commodores were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, so there you have it. But yeah, so yeah, if you get the Commodores, you got to put Lionel in. He was the Commodores. But Devo, I'm going for it. A Tribe Called Quest. I don't know enough about them. Dionne Warwick, man, just from her loins, just because Whitney Houston came from her body, well, not directly from her body, it was her aunt, but in the same, but Dionne Warwick, man, for a period of time, she did stuff with the Spinners, the Temptations. She had a huge solo career. She was huge. She's a slam dunk to me. I mean, Dionne Warwick, and it's just me. Kate Bush, the New York Dolls, Beck. Beck is one of those ones where it's relatively new, and some people may go, maybe, probably not. MC5 and then Fela Kuti. I mean, I hope I'm saying that right. With 16,500 votes. Anyway, you can go to vote.rockall.com, vote.rockall.com, and put your votes in. You can vote up to one time per day for the fans ballot, and whoever gets the most ballots will make it into the induction ceremony 2022. By the way, we are working, Tim Wright, good morning to you. We are working on doing a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, all expenses paid, and I'll give you some details on that as we get a little closer to it, but we're working on something here. We were trying to do something last year, and because of COVID, it screwed things up. And now it's really hard to plan anything because I don't know what's going to happen. But we'll get after it, and we'll give you some more details on that coming up here shortly as we get a little closer. All right, let's do some classic rock and roll. Molly Hatchet's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Should Molly Hatchet be in? Be Hatchet Molly?